afternoon. I'm very privileged to have the opportunity to address your conference this afternoon. I'm Jackie Smith, your new Home Secretary. The government is carrying out a public consultation on drugs, and we are developing a totally new drugs policy. The simple message of our new drugs policy is, don't take drugs. If you've read my introduction to the government consultation on the document, you will know my views already. Illegal drugs cause damage and ruin to individuals, families, and communities. The most vulnerable amongst us are often the hardest hit. For individuals, drug misuse means wasted potential, broken relationships, and for some, a life of crime. And cannabis in particular, or skunk, as we now call it, causes psychotic episodes and memory loss. Take my own case. I took drugs. I'm now having to barefacedly trot out all the lies and untruths that represent a statement of government policy. Then look at the case of the last Home Secretary, John Reid. The police searched his house and found drugs under the bed. And he could not remember how they got there. Then there was the previous Home Secretary, Charles Clarke. He took drugs. He spent a year as Home Secretary trying to get cannabis put back into Class B, and he totally forgot to notice that a whole horde of foreign criminals had been released from prison by mistake. Then there is a tragic case of David Cameron. He took drugs. He took drugs and dealt drugs whilst he was at school in Eton. He has ended up as the leader of the Conservatives. He is suffering under the psychotic illusion that he will be the next Prime Minister. He rides his bicycle to work every day amid the fumes and danger of the London traffic, followed by a fleet of cars carrying his documents, his computers, and his telephones, and accompanied by a police motorcycle escort. Understandably, Conservative Party officials are alarmed at this as an example of the future Conservative lifestyle. They are demanding the reinstatement of Margaret Thatcher as the party leader. And in America, too, there are dire examples of how drugs have ruined people's lives. Take the example of former President Bill Clinton. He took drugs. He couldn't remember whether he'd inhaled or not, but he thinks perhaps he did. And also, he couldn't remember whether he'd had sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. But again, he thought most likely he hadn't. Let us look at the current president, George Bush. He took drugs. He invaded and occupied Iraq and couldn't remember why he'd invaded in the first place. He thought it might have been something to do with weapons of mass destruction that they didn't have. The president is currently on a foreign tour. And on the TV news this morning, there was clear evidence that he could not remember which country he was in. He couldn't remember which organization he was addressing. And he couldn't remember which door he came in by. So you can see how drugs has definitely brought ruin into these people's lives and badly affected their memory. I would like to get back to talking about the new government drug policy. A central part of this is what we call the Public Service Agreement, or the PSA. This is set up to ensure that you, the taxpayer, gets good value for your money. The PSA 3 is concerned with law and order, and the aim of this is to lower the cost of bringing offenders to justice by 3% next year, and to raise the number of offenders brought to justice by 1.5 million in 2008. In order to achieve these goals, we've decided to reclassify cannabis into Class B. There are 4 million cannabis users in Britain, and both the police and the prison service agree that cannabis criminals are by far the best type of criminals to have. They are not threatening or violent. They are easily intimidated, and when in custody, they are generally docile and easily controlled. When drugs are found in their possession, they have no defense in law, which cuts down court costs considerably and will enable us to reach our targets of reducing the costs and increasing the number of convictions. The money saved, however, will be put to good use. Certain drug dealers will be flagged. This means that they will not be prosecuted, but instead they will be paid a fee for the name and address of every client they pass on to the police. This means that the police will not have to waste valuable police time looking, as they will know exactly where to find you. As there's been an increase in gun crime, it has been decided that these informer dealers will be given an opportunity to buy bulletproof vests at special discount. And overseas as well, the war on drugs has been continuing. Many of our brave soldiers have sacrificed their lives in the war on drugs in Afghanistan. However, last year, there was a record opium poppy harvest. This year, the harvest is increased over that by another 50%. So it is interesting to note that in one area of the drug war, targets have been exceeded. You will remember the good work we did last year in making psilocybin mushrooms a Class A drug. Now, this means that if they're found growing on your land, you can now be put in prison for 20 years. Although it's quite possible that they're already growing there. Next week, I have an important meeting with the Director of Public Prosecutions, Mr. Ken McIntosh, and the new Minister for Justice, Jack Straw. Some of you may remember when Jack Straw's son took drugs and was reported to the police for supplying drugs to a reporter for the Daily Mirror newspaper. Ken McIntosh took drugs and was arrested for supplying drugs when he was at university. So I hope that this short speech has put your mind at rest about the effectiveness of our new policy. And remember, the simple message is, don't take drugs. Thank you very much.